Thus, language difficulty stems from two separate sources. Mystics negate readily understandable concepts and yet cannot easily describe the mystical consciousness. James wisely cautions, "Their very denial of every adjective you may propose as applicable to the ultimate truth, he, the self, the Atman, is to be described by no. No only, say the Upanishads, though it seems on the surface to be a no function, is a denial made on behalf of a deeper yes." Similarly, mystics often describe their quest in apparently paradoxical ways. Zen Buddhism professes to aim, for example, at a state of mind that is beyond thought and no thought. However, as Jerome Gelman says, this should not be taken to mean a middle state between thinking and not thinking, which is logically impossible. Rather, often the intention is to point to a state of mind in which striving is absent and labeling of mental activities ceases. The mind of no effort strives neither for thought nor for no thought. Paradoxes apprise the hearer that mystical consciousness is different from the normal human thought stream. What do mystics experience? "All things I then forgot, my cheek on him who for my coming came, all ceased, and I was not, leaving my cares and shame among the lilies and forgetting them." Carmelite mystic John of the Cross, 1542-91. Mystical experiences are rare even for mystics. One reason is that the desire for such an experience poses a barrier. As Sister Diane of the Carmelite Convent in Montreal explains, "You can't search for it. The harder you search, the longer you will wait." Most mystics spend considerable time in prayer and contemplation. These practices reduce mental noise and pave the way for mystical consciousness, although they do not directly produce that consciousness. In mystical traditions worldwide, some states of consciousness are familiar enough to be described, sometimes in a systematic way. Two are mystical union and abolition of self. In mystical union, Latin unio mystica, generally the mystic senses unity with God or with the universe. Usually in the Christian tradition, this is described in images such as mystic marriage or a drop of water absorbing the taste and color of the wine it falls into, suso, or iron within the fire and the fire within the iron, Van Rijsbrecht.